Sam, 3 points thanks to three excellent, equally different goals, though.
Yes, a superb variety of skills today in front of goal from the team, and it's a. I've been waiting for this for quite a while, to be honest with you. I think that we've put some huge performances, particularly at home, and created a numerous amount of chances and haven't hit the scoreline that we should have done. And today we have done, and it's a well-deserved victory for us. And I think that the quality of the goals shows us how far we've improved, how we're trying to improve all the time. And I think that there's only one downside, of course, which was George McCartney's injury after he come on. But Andy's header from the corner, everybody knows that's what it's all about. Gary O'Neill's goal on the back end of a great breakaway, Matt Jarvis to Vaste picked the right ball, and the technique and the quality of the finish, little lob over the keeper, and then of course the best goal was saved till the last goal, and the ball from the free kick, and the volley off the right foot on the ball over the right shoulder was just world class. And I think that shows what Andy's all about, not just strong in the air, got a lot of other qualities as well. Scored a brace, we've been waiting for it for a while. He's finally got it, and let's hope he keeps going on from now till the end of the season and secure as many points as we possibly can.
Was that his best performance for West Ham this season, do you think?
I think so, because of the two goals at the end of it. I think he's had equally good performances, but not finished off the quality of the performance with the chances that he's had and converted today. He scored two and could have actually scored more today, but he'd be delighted with the quality of his two goals. Certainly I am. And, of course, the outstanding quality of Gary O'Neill's, who's, since Martin Noble's been out, has done a fantastic job for us. And, again, our own performance, our own form, again, was there for all to see. I thought we thoroughly deserved the win. I thought, as a performance and as a result, was outstanding today.
It could have been oh so different, though, because just a couple of minutes before your opening goal, Jussi Askelainen with a fantastic save.
Yeah, it's a brilliant. And this is what goalkeeping's all about, isn't it? When you need them, they've got to be there, and it was a wicked deflection, and he's got his hand on it, and then the bit of luck he deserves, it comes off the post and goes back into his hand. I was actually told, though, that it wouldn't have counted by the assistant referee because it had flicked a West Brom player in an offside position, so it spoils Jussi's save, as it were, in it. But actually, had it gone in, they tell me they would have flagged offside anyway.
After a couple of weeks off with players flying east, north, south, west, etc., etc., that performance with a lot of players having come back from international duty must have thrilled you.
Absolutely. I think that, like I said, the only disappointment being George getting injured again, but everybody else played a big part today. And I've always said to the lads, you know, your best performances can get you results. You've shown that this season already. When we started the season, we weren't quite sure how good we were going to be. This time, we know we're good enough to give everybody a game here at Upton Park when we play our best, and we were on our best form today, and like I said, we thoroughly deserve to beat West Brom.